what's worse, GMOs or the pesticides used on them? One of the things I wanted to show you in this lecture was the interconnectedness of pesticides, fertilizers, and certain GMO products that I specifically defined. We cannot be looking at one thing and saying, okay, if we get rid of this, our problem is solved. We can go home. We have to think about this in the nature of the way everything is interconnected with everything else. We cannot just simply say we've got one problem here or we've got one chemical that does one particular thing, because none of these chemicals do a single thing. They're all capable and they all do all kinds of things at all levels of biological organization. So we really need to rethink the whole paradigm about how we're functioning, and that's what the organic movement really is all about. We're trying to change the entire paradigm of how we raise food and how we produce it. Yes?
Yeah, chemical cohorts and the Farm Bureau especially are always saying that they use less pesticides because of GMOs. How do you respond to that?
The statement was that less pesticides are being used because we have GMOs. The statistical data show just the opposite, actually, and I think the general populace is beginning to realize this, but we have a ways to go to educate them about that particular issue. Yes?
Yeah,